Good morning. It is a Friday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with the headline. House is warned that Russia is meddling to re-elect Trump. Intelligence officials say the New York Times disclosure is said to have angered President Trump, who complained that the Democrats will weaponize it. Just days later, Mr. Trump announced he was replacing the interim director of national intelligence with an aggressively vocal supporter. Your reaction, sir?
Damn right the Democrats are going to weaponize it, and they should weaponize it. I mean, what kind of craziness is that? That the intelligence community that works for the president comes back and tells him the Russians are doing this election in the way that they did the last election and that they are for him. And he gets really angry and said, how dare you? The Democrats are going to use this. That's why we have a competitive system of politics in this country. That's why you have different parties. I'm so sorry, Mr. President. We've always known about all roads leading to Putin, and we know that from who? The courageous Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. All roads do lead to Putin. The one thing we know is what Putin is doing and what the Russians are doing. We don't know what the level of collaboration between Putin and Trump is. I'm so sorry. We just don't know that. We don't know if it's true. We don't know if it's not true. But let me tell you right now, it's absolutely appropriate that the Democrats use this and that the people around use it, because what is going on in this country is just nothing short of a major nightmare.
And then there's the obvious. They're meddling now. So how's that going to affect the American public and psyche when they might be nervous about whether their votes will be counted?
Well, right. And apparently that's what the Russians are going to be doing. They're going to be suggesting that the whole election is rigged and therefore not worthy of the title election. That is just as crazy as could be, because that is coming from who? The former KGB colonel who was running in the Soviet Union when there was a Soviet Union, and running things, and now he's running things here. When we're told that our elections are not fair, let me tell you about not fair elections. Go look at the way that things are happening in Russia. Who's getting arrested? Who's getting put in jail? Who's being allowed to run? Come on, folks. This is a nightmare, as I just said.
And ups the pressure, right, on the Democrats.
David, there's a lot of pressure on the Democrats to do the right thing here. Is Bernie Sanders going to step up to the plate? Is Joe Biden going to step up to the plate? Is Michael Bloomberg going to step up? Let me ask you this. What are these people going to do to react to this incredible existential threat? The idea that an outside force has literally gained a foothold that never could have or should have happened in the United States of America. Hey, I'm telling you, I'm angry.
Well, Roger Stone sentenced to over 3 years in prison as judge slams him for covering up for Trump. We also have the president sort of teasing a pardon.
Let me tell you, the judge, Amy Berman Jackson, turns out to be a brilliant, brilliant woman. We knew that. We knew about her Harvard background. We know about what she's been able to accomplish in her life. But look, the prosecutors, the early prosecutors, asked for a long prison sentence. The president of the United States, too long, too long. So she gives him short. But while she's giving him short, she balls the heck out of him and says what he has done, lying to Congress and doing things which protect the president of the United States. So now this president has got to come back and say, well, 3 years, which is for a major crime here? No, that's too much. Can you imagine if he does that? So he's already signaling that he's going to let the process play out. The question is, will the defendant go to jail? Will he be held up as a criminal, or will anything that anybody does around him be pardoned? He's already signaling that there may be a pardon. It is one more disgrace. And yet, he still has that incredible support from the Republican Party and from the Republican senators who prove themselves to be feckless. They are nothing short of a disgrace. We had the Watergate hearings in which Republican senators saw what they had to do, even if it was going to cost them. They were profiles in courage. This is not.
Then you have the situation between the president of the United States and the attorney general, William Barr, who said that the president's tweeting was interfering in his ability to do his job. Of course, many predicted that wouldn't stop the president. It didn't. Trump attacked, quote, dirty cops for going after his friends while hinting at that pardon for Stone.
You can believe what you want. Anybody can believe what they want. Barr does one thing in which he tells the truth, and yet he continues to operate as he always has. You got 2,000 former Justice Department people, David, saying he should resign. You've got 1,000 former federal judges or federal judges saying he should resign. He's a disgrace, and these former employees and others are telling it like it is, and that's the only way. It's a time for courage in this country. You don't have courage, you're going to lose it.
A very disturbing article, Alan, I read. It was on CNN, and it has to do with the racist assaults that we're seeing and, quote, ignorant attacks against Asians. Why? Because of the coronavirus. And the headline is, what's spreading faster than the coronavirus in the U.S.? These racist assaults and attacks against Asians. Several stories, one after the other, of Asians being attacked, and not to mention people are avoiding Chinese restaurants.
When it happened to the Jews, we were all scared. It was a terrible, terrible thing. Now it's happening to the Chinese, and the question is, are we going to step up? This is, of course, coming right out of the coronavirus. I get it. I get it. I understand what the fears are. I understand why people think anybody who has been anywhere near a Chinese national might be corrupted and have the virus. But the fact of the matter is, it cannot, should not, and as far as I'm concerned, will not be an excuse for widespread anti-Chinese hatred. Let me say, this is not the first time in this country this has happened, and this is a time when each of us has to stand up and be counted.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Have a great Friday, everyone, and a great weekend. We will be back here Monday. Count on it.
We will.